Jay Severin.
You could say, you know what? It's frustrating. It's a pain in the ass, but it's probably worth, you know, I hate mentioning it, or I'm sorry, I hate admitting it, but it's probably been worth it. And I think that's how I probably feel at the end of the day. But what it's changed into in our lifetimes is an America bashing forum.
Jay Severin. Weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
Chris Salcedo is on
the Blaze Radio Network.
All right, coming up, a tie. And I will get into a discussion about what we just heard with our conversation with David Barton. But everything's a little out of whack this week, folks, because, well, for one, you all may have noticed that Chad Kent's taken a couple of weeks off. So there is no Constitution Revolution these last couple of weeks. And there is some movement on that. As soon as Chad and I are ready to let you know what's going on, there are going to be some changes coming with the Constitution Revolution. So stay tuned on that. But Mary Ramirez this week decides she wants to go up and go to a wedding somewhere. So she has to come visit early, not in her normal slot. She's actually here an hour, an hour early. An hour early, having a conversation with us about her contributions to TheBlaze.com and the Chris Salcedo Show. Mary Ramirez, welcome back.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
How you feeling? You all right?
Lots of DayQuil, Chris.
Lots of DayQuil. You sound fine. She was all worried. She's
good.
Got a cold. And you sound fine. You sound energetic, kind of peppy. Are you drunk or what?
No. DayQuil.
DayQuil. There you go. Hey, so yeah. What are we writing up this week?
Yeah, so Chris, you know, we all know what the president said about the nuclear deal with Iran. And that is, quote, that we negotiated from a position of strength and principle, and that because of that, we've, quote, stopped the spread of nuclear weapons in this region. Now, you know that's BS. I know that's BS. I mean, we're talking about neutralizing a threat by handing a terrorist state carte blanche to develop nuclear weapons, but nevertheless, that's been the narrative. So here's where it gets interesting. I came across this past week. The Department of Health and Human Services is adding roughly $450 million, give or take a few million, worth of thermal burn treatments to the strategic national stockpile over the next few years. Now, in their own words, these four kinds of high-tech treatments are to deal with, quote, burn injuries resulting from radiological and nuclear threats. And they continue, with 127 burn centers nationwide, a mass casualty incident of this scale, presumably nuclear warfare, could easily overwhelm the nation's burn care infrastructure. And those are their words, not mine. The thing is, you know, this president, despite what he says, he knows darn well that the threat is real. This administration knows darn well that the threat is real. And our government knows darn well that the threat is real. But that reality doesn't jibe with President Obama's legacy ambitions. You know, I've got to get a nuclear deal with Iran. And his let's demote the United States worldview. And this is our reality. Iran is spending billions, as Benjamin Netanyahu said, in his past week to the UN on weaponry and satellites, and while continuing to call for the destruction of Israel and the United States. And what do? We snub Israel. We pull the Secretary of State and the ambassador to the UN from Netanyahu's address to the UN General Assembly, while simultaneously stockpiling post-nuclear medical response materials. And that just, I mean, I realize this shouldn't be a shock to us that they say one thing and do another, but it's amazing to me. And I just feel like the American people needed to understand that this is what's going on, that the threat is real. Our government believes it's real, and yet they run around continuing to say that it's not. It's incredible, Chris, truly.
Now, who did you find was stockpiling radiation burn equipment?
So this is the Department of Health and Human Services. This is actually, it's linked in my piece. It's a press release that came out this last week. That discussed various contractors that they're going to bring in to facilitate these materials. It's four different types of treatment, ironically, one of them from Israel, treatment mechanisms to deal with thermal burns that result from nuclear warfare. And, you know, it comes out, it's in the public, and yet we're hearing nothing about it. No one in the media is going, wait a minute, I'm sorry, what? Why? Now, I know we have a strategic national stockpile. I get that. I realize that we have provisions for any situation, but this is $450 million worth of additional materials specifically used to treat post-nuclear warfare, or post-nuclear injuries.
Yeah, and don't forget, you know, we're also a little more hostile these days, or they're hostile toward us with the Russians, who do have a tremendous amount of nuclear weapons. So this could also be a precautionary tale by the federal government to say, hey, look, Barack Obama is bending America over for Vladimir Putin. If he decides to get really cocky, we better be ready for it.
Right. Well, in fact, I actually talked about that in my piece, too, Chris, that we endured a Cold War where we had the Russians pointing their nuclear weapons at us and we pointed ours at them. And I remember visiting the Titan II missile silo in Arizona a couple of years back. And it, literally, the world could have ended with the turn of a key, a phone call and the turn of a key. So absolutely, yes, there's many threats above and beyond simply or just Iran. But, you know, here we are giving the largest state sponsor of terror basically the keys. To facilitate a nuclear program on top of every other threat we have in the world. And it's incredible to me that we run around acting like it's not a big deal. Not we, but the government.
Obama. Obama.
His administration, and his, exactly.
You know, yeah, and you know what I got to say? We have to start beating this notion back that Obama is in any way America. Let me say definitively, folks, Obama is not America. As a matter of fact, Obama is anti-America. And I'm not meaning to say he is. His policies are anti-American. But if you look at Barack Obama and you put up the idealism of the United States of America, they are diametrically opposed. Mr. Obama in no way represents the idealism of the United States of America. He is the anti-America occupier of the Oval Office. Mary, tell me the name of the article.
Absolutely. It is entitled, Nope, a Nuclear Iran's Not a Threat, but We're Stockpiling Thermal Burn Provisions Anyway. And that is the contributor section of theblaze.com.
First off, take care of yourself. I know it's hard.
Thank
it's you. Hard taking care of a brand new baby when you're under the weather. give my best to the bride and groom, if you will, at the wedding that you're attending.
Sure will.
And we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds like a plan, Chris. Thanks.
All right, lady. Talk to you again. All right. You want to weigh in on anything you've heard so far in the program. 888-900-3393, 888-900-3393. Coming up next, Ty and I will have a conversation about this whole idea that we discussed with one of our guests already today. Talking about this idea that America was founded on racist principles. Plus, the best and the brightest the GOP has to offer, Kevin McCarthy. We're told he's going to be the next Speaker of the House, being shoved down our throats. And he's stepping in it already, even before he takes over the speakership.
You're listening to The Chris Salcedo Show.
Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.